Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide and friend. I love saying that I could be your friend because, you know, Jesus said that he doesn't call us servants, but he calls us friends because everything he has received from God, the Heavenly Father, he shares with us. And so I feel that I am your friend because whatever I have received that has helped me in scripture and shown in science to help me relieve my stress and refill my heart with God's peace and joy, I share with you in our time here together. So I just really want to thank you. You have been an amazing community for me in my ministry. You've picked up a copy of my book, my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. As I've been sharing the great news, it's become the number one Kindle in the category of meditation on Amazon, as well as the number one audiobook. So I just thank you because that's the greatest blessing, is to know that we're not alone and that God is real. Well, you can just relax because this time has been designed just for you, friend. You can take my soul care quiz at soulcarequiz.com to learn which area of wellness to nurture more. Many times when we're stressed, we just keep going in our survival mode and we just want to make sure we take care of everybody else and we forget that God cares about you. You are first in God's heart. And so this is a great quiz where you get a number to see which area that you may be missing most in your wellness. Whether do you think it's physical wellness, spiritual wellness, emotional wellness, or social wellness? You might be surprised. Go to soulcarequiz.com. Well, last week when I was talking about Tony Bennett's passing, and I said that originally I had a different episode in mind to share with you until I heard of the sad news of his passing. And I wanted to share this whole topic of uncomfortability and also anxiety when we're called to do something new. Because guess what? I'm talking to you through some metal braces. I just got braces. And let's just put it this way. I'm not in my 20s. I'm not in my 30s even. But I finally got braces at 52 years old. That's right. I finally got my braces. I didn't get a chance to get braces when I was a teenager. I would have loved to. All my friends were getting braces in high school, but we grew up below the poverty line. There was no health insurance. You don't get braces. That's just the way it is. But my children, my oldest son got braces. He's finished. And my youngest son, I have a 17-year-old Josh and a 14-year-old Caleb. And my kid said, "Well, Mom, why don't you get braces? You keep telling us how you've always wanted them." I said, "Well, you know, I don't know." What I didn't tell my kids, but I'm going to confide in you now, is that I actually have a lot of anxiety going to dental appointments, much less orthodontia, because I grew up below the poverty line. So whenever I did go to the dentist, it was because we had the welfare program and not the best dentists. I'm not saying all of them are this way, but I did not have very positive experiences at the dentist because by the time I went to take care of my teeth, it really was needed, meaning cavities. So I did not have good experiences. In fact, it was very traumatic and I had a lot of pain. The reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I want to ask you today, what is something that God may be calling you to do, but because of something that happened in your past that was painful, that you might feel too scared to do? And after we hear from our sponsor, we'll come back and we will talk about God's promise and how you can be encouraged and be given courage by his word to step forth, even as you're afraid. And I'll share a simple soul care tip that can help you lower stress as you begin to water that seed, the idea that God has put on your heart.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, friend, what is that idea that God has planted in your heart? For me, you know, this whole idea of braces, getting braces, has been there for many decades. But like I was sharing with you, that I had some trauma that was associated with previous experiences. I never really gathered the courage, and I felt, well, it doesn't matter anyways. I've gotten along so far in life without getting braces. This is just not important in the grand scheme of things. And is there something like that for you as I share this? Is there something that maybe throughout the years, or it could be recently in a couple of months or weeks even, that God has said to you, he's touched a place on your heart, this is important to you, and it is important to me too. Many times on this podcast, I talk about how in the greatest commandment, we are reminded that God calls us to love with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And we often focus on the mind, things that are perhaps important to the truth of actions we need to take. Second, it could be our heart, things that we need to be faithful and dutiful towards fulfilling, our loyalty, to be faithful in caring for others. But there's an area which is called your soul, and the root word for soul is psyche, which actually the root word in Greek is breath. Isn't that interesting? Breath, psyche. It's very unique to you, something that is important to you. And that is an area that God also finds very valuable. It's where you're most vulnerable and close and intimate to confide in God. This is something that you have probably put on the side because maybe you are afraid. What are those fears? You know, it's important to allow yourself, to give yourself permission to think of those fears, because the way God designed our nervous system, those emotions don't go away. They get put to the side, but they don't leave our body. They don't leave our hearts. And so when we hold on to those for too long without expressing them or addressing them, our nervous system responds. And so that can be expressed in feelings of depression or anxiety. And in my case, my body was telling me. And you might not even know that they could be related. But those things that I hid away, those fears, they affected me when I try to fall asleep at night, and things that didn't bother me before seem to bother me more. What are some of those symptoms that you might be seeing that your body might be telling you? Or it could be expressed through your emotions. Your emotions where maybe you might find yourself a little more irritable, or perhaps just feeling lethargic and unmotivated, rather than being harder on yourself and more critical and pushing yourself with more harsh self-talk, God may be inviting you to explore and to be honest about what is really something that you need to address. But you've been holding yourself back out of fear. God wants us to come to him so that he can meet us in those fears. Well, here is today's breath prayer based on God's promise. It is from Psalm 145:18. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. I want to just double click the phrase in truth. to be honest with God. That's when we suddenly feel very close to the Lord, is when we don't hide ourselves. Think back on if you have been in a relationship with a loved one, perhaps your spouse or your boyfriend or your child or a best friend. A lot of times, the closest we feel with somebody, those moments, is when we are honest, when we can take the risk to confide in somebody about the things that weigh us down. And we find in return that we're understood. We're comforted by their presence. So as we practice this breath prayer, we're going to breathe in and breathe out. We're going to use this verse and put it into first person. We're going to say, Lord, you are near. And then we will exhale to all who call on you. Let's practice it now. Inhale. Lord, you are near. Exhale to all who call on you. Inhale. Lord, you are near. Exhale to all who call on you. What is something you would love to call out to God about? Take a moment and just release that call out to him. And God will draw near to you. Not because he's far away, but because you will feel his nearness. Scripture tells us when we draw near to God, he draws near to us. I think it conveys to me the experience of feeling God draw near to us as we confide in him, as we draw near to him. Sometimes we don't know how to express that. So today's soul care tip is a simple way to draw near to God when we don't have words or we don't even know what to say. We can take a walk outside in nature because beauty is a way where we can experience God's nearness. And what is that beauty for you? For me, it's nature. For you, it could be music. For others, it might be artistry, like a painting or gardening. I don't know what that is for you, but beauty is something that is able to draw you out of that place of feeling far away from everyone and everything, and especially God. There is one soul care tip that I had talked about last week, which is journaling. And this is very interesting. I just read an article that said that the hobby of journaling, when they had compared different activities, which include playing games, doing crossword puzzles, or a third, which is artistic work, such as painting or drawing, metalwork or woodwork. Guess what? The top activity that helps with least likely to develop dementia, interestingly enough, is journaling or writing letters. And there's a Harvard Business Study. Journaling also helps us to release anxiety and lift feelings of depression. So I really encourage you to take a moment and to journal. Another interesting soul care tip that I want to share with you is from another study on mindfulness. And they had invited people to participate in an 8-week mindfulness program. Now, for us as believers, we want to practice mindfulness to draw closer to God. And that's the whole reason behind this podcast, is that we pause, we practice quietness to draw closer to God's nearness. We don't just practice mindfulness to try to get away from our troubles, but we bring our troubles to God. We're mindful that God is with us in the moment. As I think about the summer, I shared a couple podcasts ago the importance of taking a break. And as I've been taking a break from my regular writing responsibilities, I've just been getting more and more inspired to perhaps start a community, a program where we can all practice in different ways, drawing closer to God. And so I hope that that sounds exciting to you. And we'll see how God guides me in the rest of the summer. But I feel very inspired to begin a community where we can be together, where I can show you the tools that have helped me, and we can practice it together on a weekly basis, going beyond the podcast. being able to walk together and to hear our stories and share with each other and also to guide and coach you in soul care is something that I have so much joy in. Sign up for my newsletter, because as I think through, I feel like God's been planting some seeds as I've been watering, nurturing them. I feel more and more led to perhaps start this community. So sign up for my newsletter if you'd like to. First of all, I'll receive some encouraging devotionals. That's what I send out in my newsletter about soul care and encouraging you. But second of all, you'll be first to hear about this new community and the new courses or classes that I hope to teach. It's just a spark right now, and I'm going to try to follow it and see where it leads me. So I want to encourage you, what is that thing that God wants you to do that maybe you have also felt God's been prompting you, but you've just kind of brushed it to the side? It's important to God because it's important to you. Now, as I laid there in the orthodontia chair to get the braces, I have to tell you, my anxiety just shot through the roof. And I wasn't able to sleep very well that entire week, knowing that I would have to go to get my braces. And I shared that with my kids. I said, because sometimes when things happen to us in the past that hurt us, it can affect our choices. And so you can see that even though mom's feeling anxious, I'm still doing it because God's going to help me, and also knowing the support that you guys also care about me. And so even though that week was rough and I was very nervous, I was able to share with the person who was helping me there, with the orthodontist, but also the assistant. I was able to share with her that I was very nervous and anxious because I'd always wanted to get braces as a teen, but because I wasn't able to afford it at the time, I had really negative experiences in the dentist chair. And guess what? The assistant started sharing with me her own story about growing up and the hard times she went through. So God used that opportunity to bring somebody to share their story, and I've made a connection. And friend, whatever you're going through right now that's very difficult, you don't have to wait until you're not afraid, because God is with you and God will draw near to you. You can do things even as you feel afraid, but there is a peace in knowing that you're doing something together with Jesus. So I had put in my headphones. It was funny because the podcast 2 weeks ago popped into my headphone as they were putting in my braces. And it's kind of a little bit funny because the episode that popped up was 3 weeks ago. It's called Hijacked by Stress, Why a Summer Bucket List Lowers Anxiety. And it was funny because I was listening to my own podcast, and that was on my summer bucket list, is that I would finally conquer my fear of getting braces and make an appointment. So friend, God was faithful, even though it was really stressful and I had a lot of fear and even cried at the end. I did, because it was just so pent up. Yet God was faithful and I got through it. And now I have braces. So friend, I want to encourage you, want to pray with you right now so that God would lift you up and give you the reassurance and comfort that He is with you. He cares about you, and that He will never, ever abandon you. And even in the fear, He will help you through. Lord Jesus, You are always with us. You always have been with my friend who's listening. You'll never leave her. You are her treasure, and she is Your treasure. She is Your very pearl who You have given up everything for. To call her Your very own, nothing can separate her from Your love. Nothing can stop You from loving her. No trouble, no hardship, no persecution, no hunger, no danger, or even death itself can tear You away from her. You will never be parted from my friend who's listening. You are her very heart. You are her very home. Place Your hand of peace on her heart right now, and help her to feel Your hand holding hers as You walk with her today in whatever You call her to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, you can go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe to subscribe to my newsletter. You can be first to hear about this course or this community that I'll be starting, if that indeed is what God wants me to do, which I'm exploring right now in the summer, pick up a copy of my book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm, and it can be a reassuring guide for you as you do the things that God's inspired you to do, and you can lower the stress as you do them. Stop by and post a rating. Importantly, they help others to hear about this program. Thank you so much. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.